Guys, pay attention. I am about to restore your faith in humanity. I'm going to skip the part where the girl hit me up because this is actually what really matters. I hit up her man and I said, hey. He said, you look familiar. Do we know each other? And I thought, I might have this guy. And I said, I don't think so, but maybe you can see into the future. He was already over my crap and said, that's actually a good line. Whatever you're selling, I'll donate $20. Hit me up with your Venmo. I said, I'm actually not selling anything at all. You came across my suggested and I find myself really attracted to you. So I thought I'd say hi.
If you a top 10% type of guy, you used to messages like this. But if you the bottom 90% guy, it's a scam 100%. If you don't look like a model and you get a message like this from a chick, she's trying to scam you. No questions asked. And he was open for the scam. He's like, okay, whatever you're trying to scam me for, I'll send you $20. It must be nice to be an attractive chick. You can get random strangers to send you $20 for nothing.
And he just thumbs up me. Iced me. About a half hour later, I realized I wasn't getting anywhere with this guy, so I hit him up again. And I said, so what are you up to tonight? And this is my favorite response from a man thus far. He said, listen, Madeline, you actually did look familiar to me, which is why I responded, but I'm happily in a relationship and she would not appreciate this conversation continuing. Have a good night.
Yeah, my boy was hip to her game from the start. Good man. Honorable guy right here. I mean, it's not to say he's not a cheater, but he's just smart enough not to get caught cheating on IG with something that's obviously a trick. This chick don't got nothing better to do than try to get dudes caught up. It's pretty pathetic.
I was so tempted to say, I want to make as much as he is making. And I didn't. I paused for a moment and I waited for them to give me the offer. And I remember them giving me the offer and I felt sick to my stomach with how stupid low that it was. I wanted to say, there's no way they would give him that offer, but I just took a pause and I really thought about, what am I worth? I countered with a number that was more than double. Not only did they give me what I asked for, but it turned out their first offer was actually higher than what they were paying him. Had I said, I want to make what he's making, I want to make equal, they would have been like, yeah, absolutely. Don't settle for equal if you know you're worth more.
Oh my goodness. So basically, this is reverse discrimination. You probably got paid double what somebody else was paying just because you're a woman. And this is what we're pushing? Is this the new agenda? This is sick. This is crazy. Are you as good as the other guy? Let's ask that. Please let me know what you think about this in the comment section.
He's a 10, but he hasn't got a job.
He's a 10 still.
Okay, why?
Yeah, I mean, I don't... People aren't their jobs, you know. I've been unemployed for long stretches, and I've always been a 10, so it's fine.
Okay, she's down to earth and delusional at the same time. I mean, she's kind of awkwardly tall, and she's probably no supermodel in the face, so it makes sense that she would be cool with a dude not having a job. If she wasn't so awkwardly tall and average looking, I wonder would she feel the same way. But props to her anyway.
I love that.
You wake up tomorrow as a man. You're trying to get a girl in bed with you.
I would probably just tell them straight up, just come to my bed now.
And if someone came over to you and said, yo, come to my bed.
No, it wouldn't work for me, but if I was a male, I'd probably do it.
And it wouldn't work if you were a guy doing that either. They have no idea how much effort goes into getting laid. They have no idea how much of a science it is to be able to pull chicks and get them in your bed. They really think it's this easy. I just walk up to her and say, hey, come to my bed. You get smacked in the face and the police called on you.
You're giving me advice that wouldn't work for you.
Yeah, but I know how, like, males work, so it's fine.
No, you don't.
I'm the CEO of Asking My Man, what's wrong? The slightest change of his voice, any kind of deep breaths, anything that feels just off, I'm like, what's wrong? Because either I did something and we can fix it, or something's going on and we can fix it. Because one thing about me is I always want to make sure that my man is okay.
That actually get really annoying, though, because nothing may be wrong. You might have just had a long day and you sit down on the couch and you exhale big. Oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? You know, you might stretch and just be like, ah, man, what's wrong? What's wrong? Like, no, that get annoying. I've dealt with that in my life and it get old really fast. Women end up just being obnoxious no matter what, even when they have good intentions.
Sometimes he's like, Kelsey, nothing's wrong with me. Stop asking me. Exactly. And I'm like, I just love and care about you, mother.
Can we please talk about how the men in LA have such feminine energy? I feel like...
Go back and watch her video if you need to, because she basically talking about men in LA got feminine energy. They're not applying the pressure. They're not aggressive and all that stuff. That's not LA culture. It's beautiful women all day, every day, up the street, down the street. Having ass and titties is not enough. So a lot of men see a lot of attractive women. That's one. Then number two, We not applying no pressure if we're not trying to wife you at all. If you a good time, you got a good vibe, that's cool. But I'm not going to apply no pressure if I'm not trying to wife you. Why would I do that? Why would I waste my time? Number three, where you from, being beautiful might have been enough. But out here in L.A., every girl is beautiful. Every girl got ass. Every girl got titties. So why would we apply pressure to you just because of what you look like?
Yeah, that's probably a hard pill to swallow for her if she come from a place where she like a 9, but then she went to L.A. and found out she's a 6, and ain't nobody paying attention to her. Yeah, she probably trying to find every way possible to get back to where she from. That L.A. ego blow is something serious. Yeah, you basic, baby. Go back to Idaho or Nebraska or something where you could be special again until you hit the wall.